I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is So I Sat on His Face, written by David at the Big Gay Review and read by Luke. I finish drying myself after the bath, slip on a pair of briefs, and head upstairs to the bedroom. As I enter, he's fresh out of the shower himself. He lies across the bed, his skin still glistening with water droplets, and the room is filled with the sweet, musky scent of his shower gel. My cock starts to stiffen. I walk over to the bed, lean down, and plant a firm kiss on his lips. I watch his cock twitch a little. Carefully, I climb onto the bed and straddle his face, and he instinctively buries his face into my arse. I move back a little, so my cotton-covered cock is hovering just above his lips. His tongue reaches out, and he starts frantically licking at my prick through my underwear. It doesn't take long for them to be soaking, and not just with his saliva. My dick is aching to be released, and he knows it. He slides my briefs enough to allow my cock to spring free, and I slip it deep inside his open mouth. I can now see his getting stiffer with each slurp on my cock. It's like watching a flower bloom. It gets thicker and longer, and every now and then it twitches in anticipation. He takes every inch of my cock. Occasionally, he chokes a little, and I can hear him struggle to breathe, but when I move, he just pulls me closer. With my cock deep in his throat, I lean down and take his in mine. I can hear him gagging and moaning, and yet his dick continues to get harder. It feels like it's going to explode. I lean back and sit with my hole over his mouth. His tongue is straight in there. His cock is now dripping, and as I reach down, he motions for me to stop. Not yet. So I grind my hips back and forth, my hole gyrating over his tongue. I'm stroking my cock, and I'm getting close. His tongue presses deeper. I worry about suffocating him, but each time I try to move away, he just pulls me in closer. With a couple of strokes, I can feel myself reach orgasm, and as I do, I clench around his tongue and I shoot thick ropes of spunk over his glistening, hairy chest. Without even touching it, his cock spurts into life, and soon our loads are indistinguishable from each other. His chest is a sticky mess, and I collapse to the side, panting heavily. I look over, and his face is wet with sweat and saliva. I come in to give him a kiss, and I can taste myself. I get up to hand him a towel to clean up, but my knees tremble, and I fall back onto the bed, giggling. Holy shit, I cannot wait to sit on his face again. If you liked this, you can find more of David's amazing work at thebiggayreview.com. More of me at BeardyNoise on Twitter, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com.